Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. On the ice last night, James Van Riemsdyk and Shane Gostisbehere each scored a power play goal as the Flyers overcame the Rangers 4-3. Also, the Lightning shut out the Hurricanes 3-0, the Stars blanked the Panthers 3-0, the Wild drubbed the Avalanche 6-2, and the Maple Leafs are at a league-best 15-4-2 after beating the Flames in overtime 2-1. In the NBA last night, the Hawks routed the Celtics 127-112, the Heat took down the Raptors 116-108, the Warriors dumped the Pacers 111-107, the Hornets cooled off the Suns 124-121, and the Bulls defeated the Timberwolves in overtime 133-126. In men's college basketball, Holy Cross topped Boston University 86-75. NC State has its first four-game ACC road winning streak in almost four decades with a 68-61 upset of number 15 Virginia, and number 11 Florida State coasted over Miami 88-71. In tennis news, Billie Jean King and the other members of the original nine who laid the groundwork for the Women's Professional Tour are the first group elected together to the International Tennis Hall of Fame. Leighton Hewitt and Dennis Vandermeer are the other members of the Hall's class of 2021. Hewitt won the U.S. Open in 2001 and Wimbledon in 2002 and reached number one in the rankings. Vandermeer advocated for a universal teaching method in tennis and was elected to the contributor category. He died in 2019. The induction ceremony is scheduled for July 17th at the Hall in Newport, Rhode Island. And lastly, the Los Angeles County Sheriff is characterizing the crash that seriously injured Tiger Woods as, quote, purely an accident, end quote. Sheriff Alex Villanueva appeared to rule out any potential criminal charges. Deputies did not seek any evidence that the 15-time major champion was impaired by drugs or alcohol after Tuesday's rollover wreck, which caused significant injuries to Woods' right leg. I'm Jesse King.